This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian shelling has killed at least 10 Ukrainian civilians and wounded 20 others, according to the office of Ukraine's president. A day earlier, missiles and self-propelled drones that Russian forces had fired had hit deeper into Ukrainian territory, killing at least 11 people. A spokesman for Ukraine's Air Force says Russia used its latest hypersonic missiles to strike Ukrainian energy facilities in Kyiv and Zaporizhia regions on Thursday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Yuri Ina says Ukraine lacks defenses against the Kinzhal, adding Russia has few such weapons and mostly uses them on high-priority targets. Russia uses missiles which the Ukraine air defenses can't detect and shoot down in time, adding that, unfortunately, we also have consequences from Kinzhal missiles and other missiles that reached the targets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The bombardments on Thursday and Friday followed announcements by the United States and Germany of plans to ship powerful tanks to help Ukraine defend itself. A gunman killed at least 7 people and wounded 10 others in a synagogue on the outskirts of Jerusalem on Friday, a day after at least 9 Palestinians died in the deadliest Israeli raid in the West Bank in years. Police described Friday's attack, which you're hearing, as a terrorist incident. It underlined fears of an escalation in violence after months of clashes in the West Bank. Those clashes culminated Thursday in a raid that killed the 9 Palestinians. The synagogue attacked is in the area of Nev Yaakov. It's considered by Israelis as a neighborhood within Jerusalem, but Palestinians and most of the international community consider it occupied land. This is VOA News. Federal health regulators in the United States are taking steps to allow more people to donate blood by lifting some of the restrictions on gay men and others who are considered at higher risk of having the HIV virus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Current policy is gay, bisexual men and others who engage in high-risk behavior have to show abstinence for 3 months before donating blood. But Dr. Peter Marks, a hematologist and a director at the Food and Drug Administration, says better screening can end that waiting period.
The new approach proposes that the current donor history questionnaire be revised to ask all prospective donors, regardless of their gender, about new or multiple sexual partners in the past 3 months.
If the change is adopted, some will still be turned away, but more people will be allowed to donate.
We believe that there will be no change to risk in the blood supply in terms of HIV, hepatitis B, or hepatitis C.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police in San Francisco have released body camera video from last year's attack that seriously injured the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in their home. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
David DePape and 82-year-old Paul Pelosi are seen by the front door of the home.
Hi. How you doing?
How are you?
What's going on, man?
The two are seen struggling to gain control of a hammer.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey.
What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer on call.
DePape can be seen lunging at Pelosi with the hammer over his head. The actual attack is out of the view of officers. Pelosi, apparently unconscious, is seen lying down on the floor in his pajama top and underwear. Nancy Pelosi was in Washington at the time. DePape has pleaded not guilty. He is being held without bail. He told police this was a suicide mission and there was evil in Washington. I'm Ed Donahue.
Turkey has summoned the Danish ambassador and accused Denmark of endorsing a hate crime after an anti-Islam activist burned 2 copies of Islam's holy book, the Quran, and a one-man protest in Copenhagen. Far-right activist Rasmus Paludan, who holds both Danish and Swedish citizenship, had already infuriating Turkey by staging a Quran-burning protest in Sweden on January 21st. On Friday, he replicated the stunt in front of a mosque and the Turkish embassy in Copenhagen. He vowed to repeat his action every Friday until Sweden is admitted to NATO. And a gunman shot dead a security guard and wounded 2 other people at Azerbaijan's embassy in Iran on Friday in an attack Baku branded an act of terrorism. The country's ambassador to Iran told reporters that Baku expects Tehran to investigate. Marissa Melton, VOA News.